Still so good.
Mate, I wonder how long they're seriously going to let us have that as an intro.
I think they were actually trying to reignite Cheese TV for a little while there.
What? Are you serious? I'd be really down for that. Dragon Ball Z. Shit.
Oh, man. Just Dragon Ball Z, you can stop there. Yeah, it was pretty sick. But all right, well, we are actually on air here, so we better kick this off.
Yeah, I think we should, considering this is the first episode.
All right, welcome.
Welcome.
Guys, I'm Steve.
And I'm Michael.
Firstly, got to say, thanks for all you gamers for listening, supporting little old us.
Wow, we really now hope they are supporting us. We don't know for sure, but...
That's probably because you just ranted on about Dragon Ball Z and Cheese TV for 10 minutes. Well, we'll find out if they sign back up for a second podcast.
No, that's it. That's exactly it.
Well, all right. I'll kick it off, eh? So, well, yeah, thanks, guys, coming in. Never did both of us, when we started this concept, think we'd get to this stage, really. But here we are. Look, being the center of attention like this, it makes me feel like one of the four warriors of light in Final Fantasy, the original.
You couldn't even last 30 seconds into the intro without mentioning freaking Final Fantasy in our first ever podcast. Are you serious?
Come on. Final Fantasy is life. All right. Sorry. Not really sorry, but okay.
Doesn't sound very sorry to me.
I can promise you that won't be my last Final Fantasy pun for this podcast. Final Fantasy VII Remake was kicked off again this week, which, come on, watch the video. We posted on our Facebook. It is epic. I cannot wait for that, so trust me. I'm going to be bringing Final Fantasy back in plenty more before the end of this podcast. Before we rant on about Final Fantasy and all that, I guess better do a quick introduction for all the people listening, because obviously you don't know us like me and Michael know ourselves. So, quick introduction to Gaming Down Under.
Previously known as Retro Gaming Down Under.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. What do I start with? Retro Gaming Down Under, Gamers Down Under, what are we called again?
Haha, smart ass. We're Gamers Down Under, and we only dropped the retro because on Facebook page we had a vote and the people had spoken.
You're a little sensitive today, aren't you, mate?
A little bit. Just the Final Fantasy kicked me off.
No, seriously, guys, we dropped the retro. We didn't want you all to think we were locked to just retro. Obviously, stay with us. The rest of the podcast will explain it, but... in our hearts, we are mad keen retro gamers, nostalgia all day, every day, but we just didn't want people to think all we done was retro or all we done was new. So we wanted just to know we are just gamers. So that's why we dropped the retro and we put it to the page and it won the vote. So that's why we ended up going with it. All right. Well, retro gaming down under, no matter what we are named. We really just kicked off as a small little concept in Michael's empty brain cavity roughly Christmas last year.
Excuse me, princess. Do we actually get down to business now or what?
All right. Yep. Probably one or two eggnogs, Christmas shandies, too many when you come up with this idea.
I like the eggnog, mate. We're American now. It's Gamers Down Under, but it's eggnog, yeah, hey?
Well, what is Australia's eggnog? Do we have that here?
Yeah, it's called Victoria Bitter, mate, the proper beer. Oh,
Jesus, you haven't done that, have you? All right, come on, let's kick it off.
Oh, God. So we're both keen retro gamers and gamers in general. We both have a love of consoles, games, collectibles, and just thought, why not share it with others? And to see where everyone else is with their collections and what they're currently doing with gaming.
Yeah, I was obviously already running a page on Facebook. It was Gamers Fantasy League, where it's just a bunch of people getting together for LAN parties, etc. I got the call from you saying, come on, let's join pages.
Just remember, mate, I was an admin on your page.
Were you actually?
Yes, you prick. And the rest is history.
Did you actually do anything on the page?
No, not much. But now we have over 3,000 likes since January, and there's no signs of slowing down. Changed your name only recently from Retro Gaming Down Under and just to Gamers Down Under. And that was more your idea?
Yeah, it was. Truthfully, it kicked off because I got a private message from someone on our page asking, do we do retro gaming or new age? And I instantly just thought, why not both?
I like the meme about the Mexican girl saying, why not both? Like a hard or soft?
Yeah, that's the one. Taco shells.
That's it.
That's pretty much us in a nutshell, guys. So excuse our ranting. In our hearts, scream retro and nostalgia. We're still gamers. So it's just a constant debate, new versus old.
Yeah, okay. Old versus new, you mean? Something that's been done before.
And now perfected.
No. It was already perfected, mate. As you can tell, I lean towards more of the retro and Steve leans a little bit more towards the new games.
Well, before I was actually rudely interrupted and also my phone, which is probably not very professional. I'll turn that one. That's the Facebook page messaging me. So, hey, guys. I guess a bit more about myself while we're still going. One of the biggest questions I get from people, family, friends is, what do I want out of all this? My answer back to them, very long-winded, but truthfully, nothing other than gaming with friends. I don't have dreams of fame and fortune. It's actually very far from it. I'd rather share than hoard. Always have been. Hence why we always give so many prizes away on our page, to the despair of my wallet, of course.
Yes, my freaking wallet as well, mate. Lucky our partners don't actually listen to us or actually see our bills.
Because
if they had any clue, mate, I'm dead man walking.
Oh, guaranteed. Probably only ones who listen to our podcast are our parents anyway.
Yeah, well, there's definitely one going to be listening. Yeah.
Seriously. Don't you just remember being a kid, the joy of gaming brought, sitting around in a room with your friends, family, just pure gaming banter like this, like just talking back and forth. But, oh, young kid, 7 years old, taking on your older brothers, get a fluky win in Mortal Kombat or Mario Karts, and yeah, just bomb. That there pulls at the nostalgia heartstrings.
Mortal Kombat 11 was released this month. Does that still pull the heartstrings a little bit?
Oh, it did, but let's face it, Mortal Kombat 1, you're sitting at home, you got your friends around, it's on like Donkey Kong. If you get beaten, you beg your older brother to come, play a quick round for you, you're trying to work your way up through the ranks. Pretty sure it was after a certain couple, you had to tap X and circle or whatever it was so you could break the brick, and next time was stone, next time was emerald, and I could never get that high, I had to get the brother to come in and help, but...
I was the older brother. But these days, games are played on their own. In your room, your friends are miles away. They're not even in the same state or country. It doesn't just feel the same beating someone online as it does face-to-face, does it?
You just, you were teasing me earlier about the eggnog, but you just said miles, mate. So are you American or Australian?
Well, it depends on the day, mate, whatever.
Yes. A lot of the snot-nosed kids wouldn't be such smartasses if they were sitting in the same freaking room as me. Don't you get me started on Call of Duty and the likes of that.
What about Fortnite, mate? Get amongst it.
Oh, Jesus. Snipe kill. You know, there's just this little kid, 9 years old, teabagging your digital corpse.
It's just
not the same. Like you kill your mate, he's in your room, you boom, you jump up, you're in there. But online it's just like, yeah, it's not the future I want for my kids. I feel like we're slipping away from the glory these days. I wish nostalgia like that on everyone. I have memories with friends now, 25 years later, who I've stuck with through gaming. Like, that was what got us together was, oh, you've got a new Super Nintendo, and they'd just come around and they'd play, and I'm still friends with them to this day. Like, I still remember beating my older brother's friend at Tekken, spamming Devil's Laser Attack, and... He's just like,
mate,
he's still
been. Eddie.
Piss off. I wouldn't be here if I picked Eddie.
Man, Eddie pissed so many people off.
That's because every button bashing noob picked Eddie. He's a freaking prick to beat.
Man, what about Mario Kart? Was a serious matter in my house. Something was used to be decide who does the chores, dinner, and everything.
Yep.
Other families just play paper, scissor, rock. Mate, you get on Mario Kart, you go to town. That's it.
Yep. Oh, guaranteed. That's the difference between game and family back in the day. It's just what we used to do. Like I said, my passion always been older style gaming. I feel like the advancement in tech and internet, like while we're going leaps and bounds forward, except for Australia's internet and NBN.
Don't even go there, mate. That's a whole podcast by itself.
That's still in the 80s.
Bloody NBN.
Like, while we're going leaps and bounds in technology, we're also going leaps and bounds away from our friends. We're drifting away from them. My oldest memories of gaming consist of four-player split-screen GoldenEye, Mario Karts, Simpsons back in the Battletoads, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I could just keep going.
Yeah, no. Man, GoldenEye, picking Odd Job and pumping out your mates.
You would have picked Odd Job as well. Yeah.
Man, you're just jealous. That's all it is. I would have bet you. That's probably why you're upset.
Hey, but
speaking of GoldenEye, just quickly, a bit off topic. I saw a post on our Facebook page today. It had a little kid with a bloody cardboard over his head, covering his half of the screen. Mate, why didn't I think of that?
No, that's it. We've done it. We done it.
I used to hate my brother picking.
We done it. If you screen cheated back in the day, it was on.
Mate, I never did that, but now I really wish I had.
See, it's that. That's what I want to bring back. Like when family and friends ask me what I want from this, it's literally that. I'd love to revive the LAN parties, whether it's in schools, halls, that kind of jazz, and just get old school and even new school gamers in one place. Like that way it's like you've got whatever, split screen Mario Karts in one corner, and then we're not even going to say Fortnite. Okay.
They got your point, mate. About the fourth time you say it, they got it.
That's probably your perfect time to chime in and interrupt me, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Mate. I think we've carried on enough about why we're here. What about we kick off the about us? Who's going first, you or I?
Mate, you can.
I am. All right.
So you're going to finish on the best, right? So.
Here we go. Shit, full shovel.
Exactly.
All right. What do I do? All right, I am level 32 in this RPG game called Life. I'd like to think that I'm a mixture between fighter class and black mage class.
Oh, my God. Please, for the sake of the listeners, sorry, tuning in, don't do this. Okay, not for the whole podcast. Okay, do not. It's so heavily focused on those words. Do not keep ranting on about freaking Final Fantasy. Seriously.
Oh, you're crazy. That's why they logged in. They want to hear Final Fantasy. That's it.
Mate, I'll just play an episode of Final Fantasy.
All right. 32 years old. Virgo, like long walks on the beach. in The Sims, of course. I'm a
clearly do too, yeah. Long walks.
Is that better, mate?
Yeah, much better. On The Sims, I like The Sims.
There goes about half of our listeners.
But you don't bag The Sims, man. The Sims is the no-go zone.
Yeah. Yeah, so 32 years old. I got two little angel girls, 7 and 5. If I didn't say they were angels, they would probably kill me. I don't know whether they'll be listening to the podcast, but just in case, love you, sweeties. Have them half the time, 50-50. I'm not with their mother anymore. Between being a parent, I'm also a full-time gamer, I like to think. A full-time construction worker also. One of the biggest companies in sunny state known as Queensland.
Melbourne's better, mate.
Better for what? Better for what? Staying inside when it's cold and raining? I don't think so.
You must have looked at my forecast today.
Yeah, it's cold enough in Brisbane at the moment, let alone Melbourne. So, outside the gaming realm, I'm an electrician. Worked in construction for the last, probably longer than I'd like to admit, but 15-oddish years. I got a cert 4 in creative writing, specializing in science fiction, and I also got a cert 4 in publishing and editing. Yet I probably have the worst editing and grammar known to mankind.
Mate, how many times do I truly have an hour, sorry, do I have to truthfully spend editing your posts or game reviews, or because you're too lazy and you say, oh, can't you do it? Or I haven't logged in yet. Can you have a look for me?
You're welcome.
Lazy prick.
When I'm outside of the office, I dabble in some sports, primarily contact sports, Muay Thai, Thailand's awesome version of kickboxing, BJJ, which is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and MMA, so mixed martial arts. I actually trained over in Thailand for a bit last year, had a couple of professional fights while I was over there. I even actually had a MMA fight recently.
So that's why you didn't turn your camera on when you were streaming the other night.
this normal, regular 4 out of 10 mug for a couple of weeks there was, I was definitely struggling. Two black eyes, busted cheekbone, more bruises than I'd like to admit. Hey, the fight was a draw, so I'd like to think I got him as good as he got me. So, carrying on about from the sports kind of things, disappointingly lately I got some bad medical news. So just before that fight, I've had to go into early retirement due to a condition in my lung. So it's drastically affected my performance. Now, obviously, I got more time for gaming that I'm not training, but I swear if I had a second lung, I would have won that fight.
Someone sounds a little bit like a sore loser there, but anyway.
But that's enough of that. Well, history of gaming for me is probably the next one. Obviously, if you heard me carry on about before, I won't go too much because Mark will interrupt me again. But it's pretty intensive. I was never the best at anything growing up. I was good, but I wasn't great. And I'm sure everyone or a lot of people can relate to this. Like running, I was good, but I was never great. Swimming, all that kind of stuff. It was just, there was always someone in life who was better than me. And also in my backyard, like the other brothers or school kids, there was always someone better than me. So it come to realism versus gaming. Like gaming, I could dive head first into it. Like that's why RPGs for me is so epic. It's like I could be the hero who saves a princess from the castle.
So Link and Zelda, you mean?
No, Mario and Peach, obviously. hang on. No. By memory, there was actually a there was princess and hero in Final Fantasy nine. Zidane and Garnet.
Zidane and Garnet. What type of names are these?
Are you kidding me? Not like they're any worse than Link and Zelda. Oh no, what was the other bad guy's name? Ganondorf or something? What a weirdo's bloody name is that?
I'm never agreeing with that, but anyway, keep going.
Like,
not fantastic names.
But like, I could battle three other friends on split screen, obviously with the cardboard, so they weren't screen cheating. and against commoner gamers, I call them commoners because I'm so high and mighty in my RPG world. I was probably better than good. Like, I was finally great. Against most people I knew, I'd win. I'd win most of the games. I'd be able to get in there and I'd be able, like, I was the one people would come to and say, shit, I can't get past this level. Or, what would you do here? And I leaned heavily into the RPG world. My older brother, on the other hand, he stuck to fighting games, like Tekken, Street Fighter, all that, and RTS games, StarCraft, WarCraft. He loved them. While I played them, but he was just obviously next level, and I thought I was great until I played up against him, and man, I was a complete noob. Like I was top tier gold on StarCraft, always top tier gold. He was diamond or platinum, whatever the hell it was, where he could 2v1 me and my friend, who was also like a low gold, high silver player.
Man, we've been playing StarCraft 2 as late with some tournaments and games. Still so legit every time you play it. You just love it.
You know what's actually better?
Warcraft 3.
Boom. Frozen Throne. That there is one thing we can agree on. An RTS with a pickable hero. I could pick one hero and I could go awesome with him. Two heroes, I was okay. And like that was the difference. My brother could pick three heroes and he could run them pretty hard. So that's why he pumped me. Blizzard, come on. For us gamers, make Warcraft 4.
Mate, you know they're making a remastered version of Warcraft, yeah?
Of course, I know that. I'm doing a podcast here. You think I don't know that? I just wanted to hurry up and give me more. Like the remasters, the remakes, I love it all, but man, just StarCraft probably won't get another expansion. If it gets another game release, it's another 10 years away, like usual.
Oh, mate, I remember reading somewhere that RTS games are so hard to create, even more to maintain, especially on balancing and new releases patch. Crazy.
Yep, nah, definitely makes sense. Like if you look at it, when they do patches, like all they do is just take 10% off of one troop, and all of a sudden it just throws all the builds out because it's 0.1 of a second quicker building a Roach or a Hydralisk or a Zergling, and all of a sudden all the pros, they change all their builds. They're always chasing who's there, like what's the best and what's the slightly weakest troop and slightly quickest troop. And yeah, that's right. I was carrying on about me brother talking about freaking pros. I remember just watching him on Ultima Online thinking, god damn, this is what I wish to get good at gaming. And I didn't ever get that good at gaming. but I still wish that 32 years later, and I'm still trying. All right, that's enough of my gaming. Being a podcast, guys, you obviously can't see me, which suits me because I have a face for radio, not a runway. I have one or two tattoos on my body, mostly consist of gaming, anime, manga kind of stuff. Whole leg from hip to toes is a dedicated sleeve for Final Fantasy VII.
Don't you dare. I knew it. I knew it.
All right, calm down. It's not as if I was going to discuss the greatest game of all time on the greatest console of all time.
Hey, stop. You're a prick.
Right arm, also full dedicated sleeve. I got Nanaki, or some people may remember him by Red 13.
You maybe remembered me by.
I'm not even upset that you interrupted me for that. Simpsons reference is life. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such podcasts as Final Fantasy is the best, and so is
Oh my
PlayStation.
God, freaking
So yeah, got Nanaki on the top. I've got Phoenix, who's also summoned from Final Fantasy, on there. Got Dratini from Pokemon, Shenron from Dragon Ball, even Toad Sage from Naruto. Weirdly enough, I have a tattoo on my chest with Sephiroth swords and Cloud swords, stuff like that. But the other weird part is it's actually got Death Before Dishonor written in it.
which you stole from me.
No, I freaking did not.
Definitely did.
I'll play you for the truth.
Marika?
Oh, guaranteed. At least it's not a tribal sleeve, I guess.
There goes any listeners that were still listening. That's down. You've got rid of them all.
We've lost
Bag
them.
of
It was
sticks, that tribe.
drinking VB, talking miles, and eating eggnog, and now tribal sleeves. So just write that down, guys. They're all of our pet hates. But no. If I'm not working, gaming, eating, training, taking care of my kids, I'm dabbling in some card games, whether it's Final Fantasy, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering. Truthfully, mostly Magic the Gathering. I collect the others. I always buy, well, like whenever they release a new opus of Final Fantasy, I'll buy a box of them just for keepsake, but I don't really play. There's not really that much around where I am, and I was playing Magic Gathering, but when Standard started to become a bit of a shit show, yeah, I pulled out. I'd like to have some casual games.
So if anyone wants to be his friend, throw us a message.
You okay there, mate? Yeah, even trying to learn how the hell to play Dungeons and Dragons. Me and my mates are trying to organize one of them once a month if anyone's keen. Also send us messages, but I don't actually believe I'll have any time in the day to play it. I need to give up something. I don't think I've got any more sleep to give up on.
Mate, what's sleep?
Well, my daughters are 7 and 5, so that's 7 plus 5. Carry the 2. It's at least 18 Red Bulls past bedtime by now.
Dirty plug. Red Bull, want to sponsor us? Promise we'll spread the love.
You'd sell your soul for a Red Bull.
I would.
One of my friends owns a gaming studio, so let's hope one day he can be a surprise guest if we're putting in some dirty plugs while we're going.
Oh, there we go. Are you okay there, Mac?
It seems like I had something in my throat this time. But seriously, love to do a collaboration with him, especially now that I'm getting into gaming development and creating. Tie that in with the fact I'm a budding author. I wish to get a book published in the next couple of years. I'd like to say this year, but between everything else and Dungeons and Dragons, I can write about 3 words a day into my book. So, specialise in fantasy, like I said before, sci-fi, etc. Currently studying a book writing course for game writing, because it is a bit of a different concept than a novel and novellas and stuff like that, short story writing. Man, you know what we haven't even talked about yet? Collections. Or should we leave that for another podcast?
Yeah, I reckon, mate. It'll take a while for me to list my own.
I think last time we counted, yours was bigger than mine.
My what, mate? My what?
Your freaking collection, you prick. same as mine. Like, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Game Boy, Game Book, Game Boy Color. The list goes on.
Mate, I don't even think I want to admit my collection just in case my missus does actually listen to this. Mate, dead.
Same as the new mini consoles as well.
Yeah, slowly collecting them as well as they're released. I actually got the new PlayStation Mini the other day.
Oh, really? Is it any good?
Yeah, I'll leave that for another podcast too.
Jesus. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I disappointingly have moved lately, so you'll either hear me carry on about either my NBN or my gaming room. Seeing as this is a podcast, you can't see, but check out our page for photos. It's a constant war zone between being called a gaming room and a laundry room. I shall win the war one day against the dreaded folding of clothes, but I can't poke the bear too much because she'll end up putting all the clothes on my side of the bed. So if I have to leave it in the gaming room, so be it. All right, I think that's about it from me. Gaming, eating, sleeping, working, gaming, sleeping. Yep, that's... Oh, wait, did I mention gaming? Yeah. Actually, favorite gaming genres and consoles. Are we leaving that for another podcast or now?
Mate, it's our podcast. We can talk about whatever we want, when we want. But how about I introduce myself first, right? So you can bore people with more stuff later.
All right. Come on, then.
All right, guys. I'm 32 years old, and I was born on the 23rd of December. You don't understand how many people try and give me one present. It's 2 freaking days apart, okay? I want 2 presents.
It's not all about you, mate.
Mate, piss off it is. Everyone says that unless their birthday is right near Christmas. Only us people understand the true pain of one game as a gift.
Oh, you want to know pain? I asked for Mortal Kombat growing up, and it wasn't in stock, so my mum got me a Hanson album.
Hanson, mate. She freaking did what?
Oh, dead serious. First album I ever got. Thank you, Mum.
I describe myself as an avid gamer with an unhealthy passion of gaming.
And snacks.
Of course. Just a couple of snacks. Just some, I don't know, lollies. Snacks.
Nothing else to do in Melbourne, I guess.
Mate, go away. I let you talk for the last 3 hours without interrupting, didn't I? I knew there would be lots of people in the community who share the same respect for games as I do. The site is actually quickly growing a collective of go-getters from all around Australia, and I can only see future success for the Down Under brand. I'm an avid collector for all retro systems with an end goal of collecting all the systems with as many games as I get my hands on.
gotta catch them all.
There you go. Pokemon. Yeah, yeah, good. No, that's a terrible dad joke, mate. If I ever heard.
Yeah, it wasn't my best one.
So far, I've lost count on how many consoles I have. Some of you have even going back to the future, like to the Atari, Mega Drive, Sega Mega Drive.
Oh, man, Sega Mega Drive. Do you remember the 32-bit add-on for that?
No, what the hell's that?
Oh, Google it. Google it right now. I'll play some music for listeners.
Mate, bloody hell. I do the music. I do the look-up afterwards. But then I feel like I want to go and buy it.
Nah, the 32-bit, man. It was, I think it might have been 32X or something like that. Like, my family, we were far from rich growing up, no matter what. But because I was like 10 years younger than my oldest brother, he always brought the electronics home. And he brought that home, and it attracted kids from the neighborhood. I had no clue who they actually were.
Probably saved you from getting bashed, though.
Shit, yes. This smart aleck mouth definitely needed all the help it could get.
Mate, I even got the PlayStation Classic.
Couldn't resist the glory, could you?
Yeah, yeah. Glory of crap. I would love to see who they actually asked what games were going to be put on this thing. Nearly everyone I know has hacked the consoles to get more games on them.
I beg your pardon. Gamers Down Under does not condone or endorse ROMs, pirating, or hacking of electrical equipment.
What the hell was that? When I'm not gaming, I have one little demon, little girl, Katarina, who is 2. And I'm still trying to teach her how to play games, but she's worked out YouTube. So I'm going to play the Baby Shark song, which she loves.
My God, I'd prefer you not to do that again.
Mate, my partner Amanda and I actually play games together. Haven't you had a stream with her before, Steve?
Yes, I have had the fun of trying to keep Amanda entertained while playing Crash Bandicoot, which is a whole different frickin' podcast.
And I'm an auditor for a full-time largest convenience chain in Australia. And I agree with Steve before. He doesn't have a face for the runway.
Piss off.
Look, I know I've got the face for the run, my mate. I'd shine the whole place up with my bald head. Mr. Sheen Styles.
Oh, you really have gone bald, haven't you? At least you didn't give up on gaming like you gave up on a full head of hair.
Mate, I'm going to kill you one day. I truly will. I've had a couple of tattoos. Nothing compared to Steve, but I've got Naya Ra on my wrist and an Apophis on the other wrist. On my right shoulder, it says Death Before Dishonor, which is a family tattoo.
Stole it from me.
How the hell did I steal it from you when it's a family tradition? My grandfather had it, my uncle has it, my dad has it, my brother's got it. All the males in my family have it, tattooed somewhere. Like,
well, obviously your granddad stole it from me as well.
Mate, you hurt my head. Oh, you know that? Okay, well, enough about that. Okay, enough about my life too. The first system it all started with for me was the normal Nintendo and Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt game. One of the earliest memories I have is teaching my grandmother how to play Mario. Now, she finally learned how to play the basics so she could pass maybe the first, second level. Okay, then I made a rule that every time Mario jumped, she had to hop. And I told her that it actually helped her jump higher. And the funny thing was, she bloody believed me.
Man, I remember playing pranks like that on my parents as well. Or even telling my younger sister, like when she was actually turning, she had to lean into the corners in Mario Kart and it actually helped the kart turn.
Mate, talk about the Wii. The Wii, you do that, but anyway. The third game I got was Zelda. Oh my God, what an amazing game.
No Final Fantasy, but it was okay, I guess.
Mate, you can go where you want with that. It came out. It came with a map. You could draw over the map, list all the secret locations. Mate, God, I love Zelda. Hashtag first girlfriend. Hashtag life goals.
Oh, right there. And the map. Did I tell you I actually saw a legit 3D printed map of Zelda online the other day? I meant to send you the link.
No, really? Where?
Google it. I'll play some music.
I'm not freaking Googling it.
Seriously? Maps, booklets. That's that nostalgia. Wasn't gaming truly great? It gave you something to read on the way home from the shops. You buy the game, Mum, come on, boom, boom, reading that. Oh, so good.
Or you had the hotline number to call for hints and tips. Oh man, I'd forgotten about The Lion King. Mate, I don't know how much I used. That game was so hard. It was like.
It couldn't be beaten, that Lion King. It I poured money into that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So where was I? Now, I can go on about Zelda forever. Probably just as much as Steve can go on about bloody Final Fantasy. And again, Steve, I've never played Final Fantasy, mate.
Oh my God. I still can't handle that statement. I'm gonna leave that because Elder and Final Fantasy deserve their own podcast, but God help me, if you haven't played and finished Final Fantasy VII by the time we do the next podcast, I'm gonna strangle you with an original PlayStation controller. Good. Hey,
I might play it.
you got that piece of poop PlayStation Mini. It's got Final Fantasy on it. Boom, play it on that.
When I get around to it, mate, I'll play it. Just before we do the podcast, so I know something.
Well,
Oh.
cut and paste my review from the website.
Damn it. All right. So earlier, Steve spoke about LAN parties, etc. Truthfully, I'm about conferences. I just love mingling and meeting like-minded people. I don't necessarily go there for the gameplay itself. I love E3 sports, competitions, and all that. I love going to early press releases. And who knows, one day, gaming down under will be given access to that information.
By information, you mean Final Fantasy VII remake release dates?
I think that's sort of information, mate.
Jesus. If IGN and Kotaku and Hyper and PC Gamer, all them can't squeeze it out, leave it up to gaming down under. Oh, gamers down under.
You still don't know the logo. My
Still
God.
have no clue. Let's talk about favorite console and gaming type. I'm gonna go. Pick me, pick me.
Yeah, whatever. You go first, mate.
I can. Woohoo. Sound guy, play some Final Fantasy for me. Sound guy, come on. Oh, wait. That can be me.
Oh, that's
It
so
gets
sad.
better. Oh, I'm gonna put that as my ringtone. I'm telling you right now. I used to have One Winged Angel. Now you make me carry on again. All right, favorite game category. Like, let's face it, you may or may not have picked it as of yet, but Final Fantasy is my jam. I may rant on about Final Fantasy VII more than someone probably should, but it was just a spot in my life where it built a safe spot in my heart, and I knew no matter what life threw at me, I could retreat back there. Sounds, your emotions, the cinematics, just damn, right? We'll definitely have to have a dedicated podcast to it. I can't fathom talking about it in a goddamn entry trailer. It's just, oh, now that's, yeah, Final Fantasy VII. It depends on the day what RPG I'm picking for my favorite console. But I guess Final Fantasy VII has to tie in with PlayStation 1. It's probably going to have to be.
Ooh.
Hear me out, hear me out. You're sitting in your lounge room, everyone's asleep. Hey, babe, you awake? She doesn't answer. Boom, off you go. You push the PlayStation button, start up music. Oh.
Was doing something else. Hey, babe, you
No.
awake?
If she's not awake, I'm gone. And she's normally pretending to be asleep anyway. Like, what other retro game it doesn't get chills by the sound of the PlayStation 1 starter? Hang on, I'll get the music guy to play it. Go, music guy, play it.
You done?
Yeah, that's about me. Your turn, mate.
Mate, mine would have to be either the normal Nintendo or the Nintendo 64. I haven't made up my mind yet, and both games come back to Zelda. So which one? It's hard to pick. Actually, Pod Racing Star Wars as well. The arcade as well.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on. We can't do that. If you're bringing in the arcades into this argument, then that opens up Time Crisis, Street Fighter vs. Capcom, Jurassic Park, the shooting game. The list goes on. I thought we were leaving it to consoles.
Okay. Well, look, okay, maybe we can leave that for its own podcast as well.
Yeah, definitely. Do you remember lockdowns at Time Zone?
Mate, just look, leave it for another podcast. We're running out of time.
All right. That's about enough out of you and me for the intro podcast. If you guys liked what we got up to, had a chat, give us a shout out. Oh, actually, we're going to do this every time. Password is mugs, mugs, mugs. Write that on our tagged post on our Facebook page. And first person to write it there gets themselves a dodgy giveaway mug. We do have some of them left, don't we?
Yeah, mate. We've got freaking plenty. Last time I checked, unless you've given away more mugs that I don't know about.
I can't promise anything. All right. Gamers got a game. Go level up, gamers.
And it'll never be game over.